point I'll put forward is that before this starts, in any respect, you need some clarity from the second of Parliament, which you represent, in terms of the decision taken by the House when the ad hoc committee was set up. In your introduction, you made it quite clear to say that the purpose of the ad hoc committee is to look at the reply of the President. That is exactly what was being disputed when the decision was taken by the House. An amendment was moved to say that those terms are restrictive and that the ad hoc committee can not only look at the reply by the President. Then a debate took place. A long debate took place. And in that debate, the majority party in the House gave an assurance that it will not be restricted merely to the reply of the President, which, as you indicated, is now in the purpose of this committee, but that it was inclusive to deal with all relevant reports and all relevant documentation with this regard. So, what I would like to request is that if there need be, and get clarity from the Secretary of Parliament in terms of the understanding as to the mandate of this committee, as Mr. Maimane directly pointed out, even before we select a chairperson. We need clarity from the Secretary who was in charge when these decisions were taken. It may also be necessary, my friend, that we will need a copy of the Hansard debate and discussions that took place that are to give the necessary context to the decision taken by the House, because those guarantees were given.
And you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I heard you saying you are going to make a ruling, and I thought this is a discussion of this meeting. Either one you call as staff members. I don't know what powers you have when you say you're going to make rulings here. But if you've got powers to make rulings, then it means you are a relevant person to be addressed on any matter, and therefore you dismiss the debate on. We can't debate anything because we don't have the chair. You are responsible sitting there on behalf of the national speaker. And if you are unable to provide clarity on issues we are raising, the best thing is that you must excuse us and go and call the speaker to come and sit there and clarify the purpose of this committee. If the purpose of this committee is to discuss the reply of the President, then we're in the wrong meeting. Because we are here to look at the report of the public protector and all other reports, including the report of the response of the President. The chief whip of the majority party has given us an assurance when this matter was discussed in the House. So we're not here to come and look at love letter of General Sumai. We're here to discuss the public protector's report. And if that is not clarified, we can't proceed to participate in a meeting without knowing what is the purpose of this meeting. We want to fill the candidate for chairperson. But that candidate must know what is it that he or she is going to be presiding over. We're not voting cattle from like others who just vote even without knowing that they're voting for. We're not here for that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, Chairperson, it is not possible for a committee that hasn't yet, you know, officially instituted without the Chairperson to review the decision of the House. And there is clear guidelines in terms of precedent in the House in terms of how committees operate. For instance, portfolio committees. A portfolio committee, for instance, is instituted by the Chairperson selected, and then they decide on the way forward and they conduct their business. What we have now is discussions about matters that should be form part of the activities of that committee. So I would suggest that continue with the election of the chairperson and he deals with the issues that's currently before us.
In due respect to our honorable members on the other side, you will remember that these issues that were raised were hotly debated in the House, and at the end, the chief whip of the majority party made an undertaking that nothing was left out. He named the document that he felt would be available, but the House resolved that it is not necessary to amend the resolution to include those documents. Now, if you believe the chief of the majority party, why do you distrust that those issues can be raised again? And in any case, once we have a chairperson, what you are raising can be raised, and then we'll debate these issues in a legitimately constituted meeting. So I think that the dispute now is premature. What we need is a chairperson, and I can assure you that we have the fullest freedom of expression in a committee to be constituted, and we can raise those issues. So I can't see where the problem is. But to ask an official or even the speaker to preside over an ad hoc committee which was established by parliament for members and not for presiding officers, I think we'll be creating an irregular situation. So I really want to plead with you that let's elect the chairperson, and all the issues that you want to raise can be raised.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Obama. Now, I see why this is relevant, because this thing has a particular history. And we spent a great deal of time in the Fourth Parliament, in a similar committee, talking about the terms of reference of that committee and what those terms of reference exactly meant. And at a particular point, the former chairperson, who happens to be in this room, summoned Mr. Castle to come to the committee to give his interpretation of our terms of reference. I'm sure Mr. Frolic will remember that, the Honourable Frolic. And therefore, Mr. Tasso then confirmed his understanding from the point of view of the Secretariat of Parliament what the terms of reference were. Therefore, it is relevant that we clear out what is exactly is it that we're going to be doing before we get involved in that election of the chairperson, because otherwise, once that is not on the table, we are in a very difficult position as to know how to proceed.
The follow-ups? No, Chair. That's not how things are conducted. Both. You can't have that, because we're going to be making follow-ups all of us here.
Honourable, I did say he can just follow up and then I'll talk.
But our hands are up here. We want to participate in this debate. We're not going to be dominated here by Honourable Matola. Please.
Honourable, I hear you. Allow Tasso to continue and then
I can assure you that I have no intention to dominate any member of parliament. You have the full right of participation, so don't fear any domination. All I want to say is that the interpretation of the mandate of the committee to be formed cannot depend on the presiding officer, because this matter was dealt with by the National Assembly. So it is the members of Parliament who are ourselves who have the responsibility to interpret that. So let's elect the chairperson. He will guide us in the resolution of that matter. And if we are not agreed, we will ask for the Hunter's report and use it to move forward.
Thank you, sir. Honourable Mandela.
Chair, we don't trust the chief whip of the majority party. There must not be an impression created here that we trust the chief whip of the majority party. That's why we want that man, that summary, or his intervention included in what is going to be the business of this meeting. And we'd rather go and take a Hansard and develop a common understanding of that. This is how we're going to proceed. On the basis of that, the numbers are balanced here in this committee. Then we can leave to the chairperson. Who knows what is expected from the chairperson, please.
Thank you very much, chairperson and colleagues. That the committee is established, there's no question about that. We are a constituted committee without a chairperson at this moment in time. But if we want to have to look at the rules, Rule 2144A, it says the resolution of the Assembly or decision of the Speaker establishing an ad hoc committee must specify the task assigned to the committee. And I think that is the question on the table. Without clarification on the task assigned to the committee, it's difficult to proceed to the next step. So all we are asking is the office of the speaker to specify the task assigned to the committee. So the committee doesn't work outside of its mandate and works within a mandate that has been decided upon by the speaker. And I think that is a request to you as a representative of the speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chavala. It's a pity that as members of parliament, we don't believe in the resolutions that we took as members in the National Assembly on that day. The two people of the majority party were clear on what he said, and we still believe that is what is going to happen in this committee. And the EFF, Honorable Malima, supported it. They supported the resolutions and the proposals that were made. So we are still on that ground. We beg for your indulgence, Honorable Members, that we nominate the chairperson of this committee. We know that thing is recorded in the Hansard of the National Assembly. So we're not going to go back on our words. This is what we said in the House. All of us, we were there. So if we don't agree on this matter, Mr. Shabalala, I would request that we refer this matter back to the Secretary, to Parliament, then a decision will be taken. Because I don't see why we resolve on something as members of Parliament in the National Assembly and we go back on our way. It is not possible that we are going to do that. We know exactly what was said in that House, and that is what this committee will be doing. Thank you.
Honourable members, there's a proposal on the table that the matter be referred back for clarity that members of the committee are seeking on the matter. And there's one proposal that is on the table. I'd love to wish to test if that proposal is supported, not supported, or there's a motivation to modify the proposal in any manner. Can I recognize you first, sir?
Thank you, the President. I think we are not far apart then. I think we have almost agreement in the sense that the rules quite clearly state that the committee makes its mandate from the resolution. The House adopted a resolution, but it's a bit more complicated this time around because you cannot read the resolution in isolation. The resolution was taken within a certain context, and that's what was said and assurances given in the House. So I think if we can be clear that we move forward on the basis of the resolution and the text of what was agreed by all the parties before we voted, that becomes part, then maybe. I think then we can move forward. That can be brought.
Thanks, Chair. I think that the intervention by the Deputy Chief of the Majority Party is very important. The EFF still support that resolution. What we are saying is that it had to be captured in a manner in which the resolution is captured on the response of the President. We need an undertaking in a written form submitted to us that, amongst others, the committee would look at public protector's report and all other necessary reports. So let the matter be referred back and a proper communication is written and we've got the writing of everybody. We let the chairperson who knows what becomes the mandate of that person.
Well, thank you. And I think the point is well made that unless we can understand the broad reference in writing included in the terms of reference, then I think we'll be putting up a chairperson who could, if instructed by the resident chief we were asked to trust, which I don't have a problem with that, also then be able to go back if necessary. And we're trying to avoid that. We want to make sure the process of oversight takes place properly. And that affects all of us as a committee. At least have one central place that we depart from that says, this guy is the work of the committee, the chairperson that is rightly elected in this manner, and then we can take the nomination for it. So that chairperson is guided by that, not by just the chief.
I think we must start just saying that the chief does not direct chairpersons of committees in parliament. For each honorable member, but chairpersons falls under the speaker. So they're not directed by the chief. So let's not give an impression that the chief directs. No, that's what you said. That's one. Secondly, I think let's adjourn the meeting and stop wasting time. There was no reason for all this drama. Let the secretary to call another meeting.
On a point of order, we're very serious here. To be told by Ken San that there was a drama. If Ken San leaves Muvambo or Generation, there's no such a thing. We're very serious. So she can't say, referring to this meeting where doctors are teaching as a drama. Please.
I'm only aware of Honorable Kupai, Kesani Kupai. There is a proposal that was made that we refer the matter to the Secretary of Parliament. I think, Chairperson, with respect, the question before us is whether or not we agree on that referral. And if we do, then we close the meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
I was on the floor. Before the drama of Mubang, by the way, which I love, I really love Mubang. So don't become ashamed of it. I mean, South African, and he's in Mubang, and the church, all those things he do. Just to say, Chair, I must say, the issue
has also. No, but. Honorable Kenton, wait.
You can
see what I'm saying. I call order. And
I wish to allow the member to finish the statement she was making.
The point of order is that call the point of order on the honorable member. And you must make a ruling if you are sustaining my order so that she withdraws the way the referring to this meeting as a drama or you promote it. That's the order I called.
Honorable members, there are a number of points of order that are now coming up, and I repeat, what is this? This meeting is not a serious subject. It's a change. We have a proposal that has been put, if I may take a meeting back to the proposal. And I want to thank the members in attendance that this is to support, and then the letter will be sent back. And I wanted to take the opportunity to also clarify on matters of confusion. Possibly not to be taken back to the Secretary to Parliament, because this is based on the resolution of the House. So the matter must then, if I may propose that the matter be sent back to the House for the House to clarify itself on matters that have been raised in this meeting. Do I have a support for the proposal? Yes, it's supported. The member really wish to close the matter. Can I disclose on this particular matter? So, for the record, we have the record that the proposal is supported and that the committee has accepted the matter is sent back to the House for the House to clarify the mandate of this committee. And that matter is then closed. Before I send the meeting, do you want to comment?
Thanks, Mr. Shabalala. I just want to request all of us here as members of Parliament to take ourselves very seriously and also to respect each other. When we debate on issues, it doesn't matter whether it is a burning issue or not, but we need to treat each other as with respect. That is my request for this committee members to take that principle. Please, committee, let us, honorable members, let's address each other as honorable members and respect each other's views. Thank you. That's my thing.
Thank you, ma'am. That is noted for the report and the meeting suggests.
Thank you.